talked about alcohol today in school, you know what I didn't understand?
What?
Why parents can drink and kids can't.
I know. Did you ever try it?
I once had some beer. I didn't like it much.
What do you think your parents would do if you took a drink and they found out?
Your preteen children may not talk to you about alcohol, but that doesn't mean it's not on their minds.
Mom, why don't people drink alcohol?
Dad, have you ever been drunk?
By the time children are 9 or 10 years old, they've been exposed to lots of ideas and images about alcohol. They see TV commercials and ads in magazines. They may have had alcohol education in school. And they've probably seen you or your friends having a drink.
Why can't kids drink?
What should I do if someone tries to get me to drink?
People the world over have been drinking alcohol throughout history. Most Canadian adults drink alcohol, and most of them drink responsibly. But we all know that some people abuse alcohol. And that's why it's so very important to begin teaching people about alcohol at an early age and provide children with strong, sensible guidance. Your children need to understand that alcohol drinks are only for adults who choose to drink them, and they need to hear that from you, loud and clear. Preteens want to know what you think, and they care about your opinions.
Dad?
Hmm?
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
You never drink, do you?
Sure I do.
You do? I never saw you.
Yes, you have. I drink orange juice every morning, and coffee, and water, and...
Dad, you know what I mean. I mean beer, or wine, or liquor.
I know. I'm kidding you. I just wanted to make sure you know that there's plenty to drink besides alcohol.
But you never drink alcohol, do you?
Nope.
How come?
Just doesn't appeal to me.
Don't you feel weird sometimes?
You mean because I don't drink alcohol? Lots of people don't.
Do you think it's wrong to drink?
No, not for adults. But I think it's wrong for you to drink. If you decide to drink when you're old enough and you know what you're doing, that's fine with me, if you drink responsibly. I don't think it's wrong for any adult to drink as long as that person drinks responsibly. Your mother and I offer both alcohol and non-alcohol drinks to friends. You've seen us.
It's a fact that many children can start experimenting with alcohol even during their preteen years. Studies show that preteens want to talk about alcohol with their parents. They expect and deserve rules and limits which keep them safe. There is no one best way to teach your children about alcohol. As the person who knows and loves them best, you're the expert, so trust your instincts. You have your own style, and your youngsters may be comfortable with some approaches and not others. Raising the subject of alcohol with your children may lead to some pretty challenging questions.
Okay, Mom. You want me to ask you when I have questions about alcohol. Here's one. How old were you when you had your first drink?
The first time I had a drink, I was just about your age. And it wasn't a very good experience, I can tell you that. I pretended it was fun to impress the friends I was with, but it wasn't.
But if you tried alcohol then, why can't I try it now?
Because it was a dumb thing to do. I probably wouldn't have done it if I had known more about alcohol, or if my parents had talked to me about it. That's why I want to talk to you about alcohol. Now that I'm an adult, I drink responsibly and enjoy it. I don't feel that I have to prove anything to anyone else. And you don't need to prove to your friends that you're grown up by drinking. There are lots of better ways to prove you're becoming an adult, like having a job or taking responsibility around the house.
Dad, have you ever been drunk?
The answer's yes, and I'm not proud of it. I drank too much, and I just don't do that anymore. Now I enjoy alcohol by drinking responsibly. I'll have one or two drinks some days after work or on the weekend, You've seen me. I think about what I do now, especially for your sake. I ask myself, am I setting a good example for you? And when it comes to alcohol, I can honestly say, yeah, I'm setting a good example.
Your children aren't just trying to trip you up when they ask questions like these. They're genuinely curious about your experiences and what you've learned from them. If you want them to be honest with you, you should be as direct and straightforward as possible with them. Remember that young people often see things in either-or terms, and they need help sorting out the different messages they get about alcohol.
Mom, on TV they show these commercials that say that alcohol is bad. But you and Dad and your friends sometimes drink wine with dinner or have a drink afterwards, and nothing bad happens to you.
Those ads talk about not drinking and driving, or how young people shouldn't drink, and that's right. Alcohol interferes with what people your age need to be doing, like getting good grades in school and playing sports. Anyhow, you're way under the legal drinking age, and your drinking is against our family rules.
But how can something be so bad for us and okay for you?
It's because a lot of things, and drinking is one of them, require good judgment, which comes from the experiences you have as you grow up. You can't be expected to have consistently good judgment yet. You're still learning and growing and trying new things. That's why there's a minimum age for driving, too, or take money. Most adults have learned how to handle money. You know, money comes in, bills must be paid. Alcohol is one of those things that can be abused. Most adults drink responsibly. Kids can't be expected to.
But not all adults have good judgment, and not all kids are irresponsible.
That's true. But when you drink alcohol, it matters a lot why you're doing it and what else is happening. When your father or I drink wine with a meal or have a cocktail with friends, well, drinking isn't a big thing. It's just a small part of what we're doing. When kids drink, drinking and getting drunk is usually the whole point, isn't it? The reasons kids drink and where they drink and with whom they drink, they all just lead to trouble.
A conversation along these lines could be an ideal time to discuss the dangers of abusing alcohol. Anyone who drinks large amounts of alcohol very quickly, like binge drinkers or chug-a-luggers, can get very sick. At its most extreme, such uncontrolled drinking can lead to acute alcohol poisoning and even death. For many reasons, adult males, females, and children all have different tolerance levels. In general, the smaller the person, the greater the risk.
I don't drink very often. Oh, I'll have some champagne on New Year's Eve or at some other celebration. My husband enjoys a drink before dinner. It's our time to relax. He'll make himself a cocktail, I'll have some tomato juice, and we'll talk about our day. I think our children are learning something positive by seeing how we handle alcohol.
We all do things without thinking sometimes. Once I asked my son to bring me a beer, and my wife said, "Do you really want him to do that?" And I realized she had a point. It's not the same thing as asking him to bring me a glass of water. If I don't want him to drink alcohol, I shouldn't ask him to get it for me.
One piece of age-old wisdom that is supported in study after study is that children learn more from what their parents do than what their parents say. In teaching your children about alcohol, there is nothing more important than being a positive role model. As a responsible drinker or an abstainer, and as a responsible host, another way to be a positive role model is to encourage your youngsters to talk openly with you. As you think about how to talk with them about alcohol, think about good conversations you've had together about anything. Where were you, and what were you doing? Did you talk, or mostly listen? What made it work?
My feelings about alcohol are very strong because a close friend of mine became an alcoholic. so it's especially important to me to talk with my children about alcohol. Well, really, it's important that we talk about everything. We talk at dinner and in the car. That's a good time to talk, I find. I think the most important part of talking with children is letting them know I'm listening to what they have to say to me. The hard part is letting them have their say without interrupting.
One thing about talking with my son, Eddie, it can be kind of tricky to find out what's on his mind. I've got to listen for clues, because sometimes what sounds like a casual comment is really his way of asking a question that matters. And he tests me. He'll ask me for a sip of my drink, even though he knows I'm going to say no. Sometimes I think he likes hearing me say no. It makes him feel cared for. They'll never admit it, but in their hearts, children like to have parents set limits for them.
I'm the type who plans ahead. I didn't want to wait for an opportune moment. I wanted to take things in hand. I know my child has alcohol education in school, so I called a teacher. She sent me her course outline, and we talked about some good points for me to bring up at home. Well, they were mostly simple things, like never to get in a car with a driver who's been drinking.
The other day, as we were sitting down to dinner, my boy said to me,
"Hey, Dad."
"Uh-huh?"
"Danny's dad lets him have beer sometimes."
"That's Danny's dad and Danny. That's not you and me. You know our rule is that you're not allowed to drink." But there was something in the tone of his voice that made me wonder what he was really asking. So I said, "What would you do if Danny's dad offered you some beer?"
I'm not sure."
"There shouldn't be any question. It's not like refusing food put on your plate. You say, 'We have a strict family rule that I won't drink alcohol.'"
"But what if he made me feel like a jerk?"
"Danny's father? He wouldn't. But if he ever does, stick with our family rule and tell me about it. Then I would talk to him. Okay?" Since then, I've asked my children some other "what would you do if" questions. I want them to think about how to handle tough situations ahead of time and to know our family expectations.
I was kind of stumped a couple of times when Eddie asked me specific questions about alcohol. But I realized I could say, "I don't know." Then we try to find out together. It also helps me to talk with other parents. I got some good advice from people who've been through this before.
"Look, you're not always going to hit a home run. You don't just have one big discussion and then cross it off your list of things to do. Children are always going to have questions. And anyway, it's mostly the everyday things. Like the example you set. Letting the children know no one needs to drink to be accepted. Not laughing at drunks. Straight answers to their questions. Those things add up."
Let's review those things that add up. First, if you drink, set a good example with your own drinking and the drinking you permit in your home. Second, think about what you're trying to accomplish. You want your children to feel comfortable talking with you about drinking. You want to find out what they know and what they think they know. And you want them to know what your values, expectations, and rules are. Third, think about good conversations you've had with your preteens on any subject, and use what has worked well before to help you talk about alcohol. Fourth, identify or create opportunities to introduce the subject of drinking. Side two of this cassette suggests some ways of talking with your children about alcohol. The handbook that comes with this tape includes some activities you might work on together. Other parents you can talk to may have still other ideas. Remember, the worst thing you can say to your child about drinking is nothing at all.